out the end of the ice anytime.
Mm-hmm.
This last winter, it was way out there. And I heard that, what, Lake Michigan, the first time in how many years it had been frozen clear over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually it's not too safe to go out on it.
No. Yeah. It wouldn't be safe to go out on, but it was frozen over.
Hmm. The, well, switching for a minute, what do you call this room that we're sitting in?
Yeah, we call it a living room. It isn't very big, but for us, it's a living room.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any other terms for the room that where people...
I suppose some would call it sitting room, but now we don't.
A lot of them call it sitting room.
Mm-hmm. But we would call it living room.
Is there any difference between a sitting room and any other room that might be used for, say, entertaining guests? Or?
I don't know whether they had a living room and a separate room for sitting room. I don't know. Oh.
Well, actually, in this area, there are no big houses.
Mm-hmm.
This place we were in yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Cornelius Vanderbilt Summer Cottage in Newport.
They lived from 60, just lived in the 60s.
70 rooms, 18-foot ceilings, fireplaces big as that whole wall, marble carved from one place, and another one would be marble from somewhere else.
Well, this
is
a living room, I don't know.
All the plaster was fancy job. Not painted, but done up in gold leaf.
Didn't she have a room in there that she said when I went about the sitting room? Did she say a sitting room?
Well, they called it a family room.
Yeah, that's a newer term.
The one big room they call it. Well, a lot of people call them a family room.
Well,
there.
We don't have a family room. Mm-hmm. I mean, now our daughter out south of town, she has a living room, and then she, of course, has a family room where the TV and all such things are. They live in it, mm-hmm. really.
Where all the noise and racket is.
Yeah, it's gotten so no one lives in the living room anymore.
That's right.
You never heard the term parlor or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
A lot of people marry. Talks about parlor quite a bit.
Well.
A lot of people call it a parlor.
We never would. We would call it living room.
Mm-hmm. Is there a distinction in the type of room it is? Or, you know?
No, I think it's more the people.
Mm-hmm.
Than the type of room. You know, one, well, I'll marry, of course, is a friend of ours, and her home, like I told you, was over at Forest, Indiana.
Which is near Frankfort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a much older section of the country than this is.
Mm-hmm.
And the parlor and things like that, you hear more around areas like that than you do here.
Yeah, that's one thing it looks like. That's mm-hmm. really an old-fashioned mm-hmm. term. It's just sort of,
yes, I would say it's an old-fashioned term, yes.
Yeah.
But it does vary a lot with communities. Now, this community, there wasn't anything here. I don't know. That doesn't show an old picture of the town. We got some old pictures here.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't look at this.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's where it would be nice if you could. Now, there's a kind of a view of what the town looked like
mm-hmm.
when it burned.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some pictures sometimes.
Oh. You even got your two new buildings in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Locate myself. This is our building here.
Mm-hmm.
We had just completed it.
Mm-hmm.
We operated down below the hill here. My dad lived down there. Yeah, these two buildings were new, just completed. And it all burned down to this little frame building, everything.
Huh.
And the wind blew so hard that the smoke didn't go up. It just went straight across the country. Mm. 2 miles out in the country, people didn't know where it was coming from because it was so close to the ground.
Huh.
Had no idea there was any fire.
What are some names for the other rooms in the house? In addition to the living room.